You're gonna have to share.
I'd like to ask for approval of the minutes from the meetings held on June 12th and July 10th, 2018. Have you had a minute to look over those?
I move they should be approved as read.
I second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, minutes approved for those two meetings. I would like to ask for a motion to move old business up in front of new business, as is normally the order of meetings as per Robert's Rules order. Does anybody want to make a motion to do that?
I would like to make a motion to move the old business in front of new business.
Do I have a second?
Is that the whole meetings or just this meeting?
That's Robert's Rules of Order.
Okay.
So I'd kind of like to have things be the way they're really supposed to be.
But if we have someone coming in from the audience, rather than make them go through what might be a long meeting before they get their say, is it okay to put their business, I mean, obviously there are a couple of people here, there's the gentleman over on the side, isn't it sort of nice manners to get them over with first so they don't need to stay?
It's, if I don't get a second, then we won't do it. If we get a second, we'll do it.
I think it's a regular thing, it's great. I mean, I second what Peyton has said with that possibility.
Okay, you can second his motion, which is to move old business in front of new business. Are you seconding that or not?
With the proviso that if there's anyone in the audience who has something to say rather than just listen to the meeting, I think it's nice if they can get their thing over without waiting till 7 o'clock.
Okay, well, I'm not, so then what are you saying? What predicts exactly? What, so, well, let
motion.
But you're amending it.
I guess I am.
Okay.
I'm adding a proviso.
Okay. I think that we have to vote on Peyton's if we get a second on it, and then if it doesn't pass, then we go for an amendment on it, and another one.
Can we add an amendment afterwards?
Yeah. Mm-hmm, sure. Okay. Yeah, we can vote on that for sure.
In which case, I second his amendment.
Okay. Well, then, do I have a vote on that? All in favor? Let's see, I guess we'll go one by one. Deborah, do you want to move old business in front of new business for this meeting?
Yes.
Okay, Jane.
Aye.
Yes.
And, okay, I'm aye too, and
yes.
Okay. So old business is being moved in front of new business. But now, Jane, you would like to be able to...
So at any time, there are people in the audience who have an issue that they would like to bring before us, then we can get that over with without them staying till 7, 8 o'clock and, you know, going through the minutiae.
Okay, if I could just say that it's sort of a bad precedent to set, because that means that our order of agenda items gets switched around,
okay,
depending on people who are here to here for the meeting.
Okay.
So
I don't
and, yeah,
want to go against the rules.
Yeah, right. But I mean, I certainly understand what you're saying, but I think that it's best to keep things in the order in which they are, unless they're exceptional exceptions.
Sorry,
so,
guys.
But if this is a really interesting meeting, you're going to love it. Just love it. Okay. All right, so then we're going to go to new business item number one, discussion and possible approval of committee position elections. Unfortunately, the last meeting that we had where we did approve these new positions for chair and vice chair, because it wasn't written as such on the agenda, it was not a legal activity. So now that we have possible approval of committee position elections as written, we can now go through the vote again. Do I have a motion to approve Kaylin Cummins as chair for the Parks and Recs Committee?
Come on, guys.
I move to elect Kaylin.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, and all in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Any disapproval? Okay, motion passes. And so at that point, I'm going to then pass the gavel over to you there.
Oh, okay.
Since you're on, and we have the vice chair to go.
And I'm going to nominate Peyton Dean for vice chair.
Second.
Can I have a, okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great, we're set. Discussion and possible approval of change in meeting dates. So we are going to meet Tuesdays at 5:30. Is it the second?
Yeah, it would be, because today is the 14th, so it would be the second Tuesday. Joan, this is to accommodate your schedule. So
that's perfect.
So okay. But I've forgotten if we were doing second Tuesdays or do you remember?
Well, if you were talking about the fourth Tuesday, but then we...
she could only find, right, those dates.
Yeah,
okay.
It was only the second Tuesday, I think, that was available.
Okay. What I think we talked about also is just taking that out of the bylaws, and so that we did have some flexibility. Should we discuss that? Can we do that? Is that written properly? So approval of change in meeting dates. I think if we discussed that, we would change them from what they had and leave them open-ended.
That might
work.
Yeah, and I think that we can't go ahead and change the bylaws until we have another meeting. I think we can discuss doing that, and then another meeting is when we can go ahead and make those changes to the bylaws, as per our bylaws, I believe, if I'm seeing that right.
Okay, well, we're kind of at the mercy, though, of this building, this room.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
So we'd like to take that, anything that sort of locks us into what day we have our meetings, we want to take that out of the bylaws.
Yes.
Okay. And then we want to find out if it's okay to do the second Tuesday of the month at 5:30 at this point.
I'm sorry, we're taking it out of the bylaws, but that's the date it's going to be.
But not...
in our bylaws.
As read in the bylaws, the bylaws would just be empty of a mandatory day. And we are the city mandates that we meet quarterly.
Well,
so we would always meet quarterly.
Okay, may I just, so this is what looks like we want to change in our bylaws, and it says regular meetings, section 4A. Regular meetings shall be held quarterly on the fourth Monday of each month at 6. So we may want to say that we still want to meet quarterly in our bylaws, but not say exactly when. And that at the beginning of each year is when those dates get set. And
this year we had several meetings in addition to the four quarterly ones. Why?
Special meetings.
Special meetings. They always happen in the summer because the parks are really active.
You said you didn't want. I remember that there was one time that you said that let's not have special meetings. We have our meeting dates. Let's not have special meetings. Well, if we need them in the summer, we should.
Well, they're scheduled ahead of time.
Right.
I think what you were objecting to in the past was that there were kind of last minute meetings scheduled.
Right.
When something came up. So, okay, so on the agenda for next meeting, we want to discuss and possibly approve taking out of the bylaws meeting fourth Monday of each month at 6 o'clock. Right, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, nope.
But we know that they will mostly be on Tuesdays at 5:30, second Tuesday of every quarter until we get Right, well, I think we're making a meeting with this, aren't we, or is it after the...
So November, we don't have another meeting until November 27th?
13th, if we go ahead and approve the change in these, in this.
Okay, so I guess we need a motion to...
I make a motion that our next meeting be changed from November 26th to November 13th.
Is there a second?
I second.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Passed, so we will meet 5:30, and then next time we will talk about, I guess maybe then, and by then we will, I'll talk to Nina Williams and see if that is always a...
The second Tuesday of the quarter.
And then we would know, but I still think we don't need it in our bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
If it's, okay.
Okay.
Don't we need it also on the agenda, since we're not allowed to talk about anything until it's been on the agenda decided for a month? Should we not also say at that time we will discuss meetings throughout the year? Because if we leave it from April for 3 months, we've got half the summer, so...
So generally what has happened is that we've had a regular meeting this is February, was the second, it's like the second month into the quarter. And then on the Monday, the last Monday of the month. And then Andy would be put, or the Public Works Director would put in these special meetings over the summer. And that we would get this scheduled in the beginning of the year. We wouldn't.
So we don't have to discuss it on November the 13th. Indeed, we can't discuss it on November the 13th. We have to move it to April, or whenever 3 months is, February, I guess.
If we put it on the agenda, we can discuss it and approve it.
Let's put it on the agenda that we can also get the schedule for the year.
Yes.
If we wish.
Right, in January, though.
Yeah, that's...
It's December, January. But so she's always done that.
Okay.
So November, okay. And then... What, 3 months later? We'll have another, then 3 months later, then 3 months.
But we get this. This is, Nina puts this thing, puts this schedule together for us, and we get it at the end of December. But if we want to have input on the dates, we can certainly do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else?
So let me just get clear. So that we're going to, the next meeting, we're going to we're going to have an agenda item to take that item out of the bylaws, the A1 language, section 4. And then we've just passed meeting on the 13th of November. And at that, and then also for Joan, for you, your schedule is the best, the second Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right. Number 3, discussion of lack of communication from the city to the committee regarding parks projects. Peyton.
Well, just looking at the bylaws in front of me, it says the purpose of this committee shall be to advise the Public Works Director and make recommendations to the City Council on matters pertaining to parks and recreation facilities and programs. And I feel all these major changes have been happening to the parks, you know, more so in the last year and a half than the previous 10 or 15 years, you know, since they revamped City Park in Old Bisbee, and we haven't been involved in any of these. We've just been presented with the plan after it's already apparently been decided on. We didn't even know about the grand opening of the Vista Park until maybe 2 or 3 days before, which is kind of embarrassing. People ask if you're going to go, and you don't even know I didn't even know if they'd begun construction, let alone...
They admitted they thought it had mm-hmm. been done, and it hadn't. I mean, anyone can make...
But it's... Yeah, but it's... That was minor, the issue.
But the other things, I agree with you.
Well, one or two of us should have been walking the park with the contractor, and Andy, and the mayor, and the Bouchevets, so we can, you know... I mean, everything they've done is very nice, but it's also nice to let the neighbors know what's going on before the bulldozers show up, like they did at the pool park, with no notice given to anybody.
I quite agree. I think we've been sort of, in a way, a rubber stamp. That, you know, something is given to us and we say, oh, yeah, great.
Well, and I felt, I mean, honestly, with the Vista Park, it was already been done. Oh, we got to vote on this now, or the pricing goes up, and maybe the Boucherviers will pull their donation next year for San Jose Park. And I felt pressured to vote on it. I mean, you know, I don't know how else to put it.
But I don't know how else to do it.
No, I mean, do you want to turn away this nice donation and then jeopardize future donations?
Well,
and do we want to be so involved that we are the people that lead things happening or not?
Well, we just need to be involved at some level. I mean, we can't, from what I've heard, the Boucherviers don't do meetings. You know, they had an issue with the Arts Commission because they wanted to put up some sculptures, and the Parks Commission said there's a process, and they didn't want to go through the process, so.
So if I understand what you're saying is that you're asking the city that to involve the Parks and Recs Committee more
several hundred thousand dollars worth of renovations to the parks. And it's just, I feel we should be out there. You know, I know we can't all be out there, but one or two of us can.
Maybe all
of us, and we make it a...
So who do you think, whose job would that be to...
Should have been the Public Works Director. The moment he knew something, he should have told you. It's no under... My understanding is once staff is informed of something, he should have notified the chair, at least. And I knew about it because I was doing... it's truth because I was asked to look at some pricing on something that I guess they never even wanted to put in the first place, but that was asked by the Public Works Director. That's generally who it is. It's the staff liaison. If there's something going on, whoever is sitting in this chair should notify, you know, and if there's a discussion as a commission, as a committee, you can still have an executive session as well to discuss those. If it's something that cannot be publicly made, you can discuss those in executive session as well. It's not outside the purview of a committee to do so.
And I think that what happened is that we had our meeting, I believe it was in February, and we talked about the plans for Vista Park, and he shared with us what he had spoken to with the donors, and we talked about it, and we talked about the different pieces, and the splash pad was one of the things we had talked about. But then when we had our next meeting, we were told that things were moving so fast and that the donors wanted certain things, and so that decisions had to be made. And so it was difficult to be able to pull the committee back to be able to be a part of that and to kind of slow the process down and so on and so forth. So I think that's the balance that we have, is slowing the process down. You know, you've got donors who maybe have a timeline or something, but what I guess what we're asking, and I agree with the other members here, that we are kept more in the loop on these park projects, since we are the committee that has the liaison between us and the city.
Can I say something? You're absolutely public. Right, because I noticed that myself before I was even assigned to this committee. And I kept asking, has this gone before the Parks Committee? Have they made their recommendation? And I kept getting the answer, yes. So, you know, but at the very least, you need to know when something is starting and, you know, and be in the loop throughout the process and have a recommendation for the final decision.
Correct.
To give to the
and also be able to get the public's input too.
Absolutely.
Which really bothered me about the Vista Park
and that
Park
would
project.
Be when they do the final, you know, this is what we want, or even before the final. That should all be coming here, just like they do with P&Z, and people come in, and this is what we want, this is, you know, and they ask the the public and so on. Now, if the public doesn't show up, that's another thing.
Yeah.
But that's the way the process should work, and we will make sure that it works that way.
I mean, I held a meeting for the public about the Vista Park, unfortunately, after we voted, but, I mean,
right.
30 people were there, weren't they, Jane?
Yeah, good group.
Everybody was like, oh, I've never seen so many people at a special meeting.
I didn't
Deborah was there right before she joined the committee.
No, I think we heard about it a couple of days before.
Yeah.
And no one was really opposed, but I just thought it was...
No, but I'm glad
like, oh, we're
going to
change everything in front of you, you know, here's,
right.
What do you think about it?
And also the other thing is that there for donations, because this is where things get kind of sticky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've already talked to the city manager about we need to have a whole process when we're talking about donations, because there should be a process that goes through that this is, okay, they want to donate whatever, but it needs to be approved, and they need to understand these are the guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Well, it brings me to another point. There's a woman who donated a statue who's been waiting 9 months, or that's
oh,
been
years.
Going on since the old, when we had a meeting at the old city hall.
The Pan statue, yes.
She had to jump through all these hoops, and it's still not in there.
Yep.
9 months later.
Well,
what statue is this?
There was a Pan statue that was donated to be installed in Grassy Park.
Catherine Hangstrom.
Yep, and I
statue.
All the work was given to somebody to move forward on, and it was never moved forward on. I had a discussion with Kerry about it this weekend, and
okay.
I'm trying to get caught up on all the things that were supposed to get done.
Okay.
And that is one of them.
I don't understand.
A lot of things have fallen through the cracks, and I'll be the first to admit it. But we're not going to let that happen anymore.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you.
And if it does, it's Dwayne's fault.
Okay.
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 So, you know, and it's just other things too, like this Pirate Weekend. There was something going on in Gore Park that they pulled a permit for, and we were never, you know, I don't expect to have a meeting anytime someone wants to rent a gazebo at the park, but certain things I think we need to...
Actually, the thing that, just a point of clarification, they never pulled a permit for Gore Park.
I was told that they did. I came here the Monday before.
There was none, because I signed all those. They pulled a... Just for informational purposes, they pulled one for the Brewery Gulch,
mm-hmm.
and Subway. That was a different. There were some advertisements, but that had nothing. That was somebody else doing it, deciding they wanted to do it. And technically, people don't need a permit to do anything in the park.
I thought they were setting up equipment. It just
no.
Like it could be a liability
no,
for
and,
the city, which
well,
is why
yes.
Public works.
Yeah, and usually if people have all their stuff in line, then it doesn't go through committee. It goes through police, fire, mm-hmm. public works, mm-hmm. and city clerk. Mm-hmm. But as far as that goes, there was no permit. Somebody was going to do that by themselves, and then they decided just to do it. There was never a permit. And I told them the only thing a permit really guarantees is that you have the park or and whatever. That doesn't mean that you cannot do something
no,
in the
no,
park.
No, I'm aware
yeah.
of that. But, I mean, it just sounded what they... You know,
they advertised it before.
And I'm like, 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, they advertised it before they even had a permit. And then a permit never came forward for that at all.
No, I was more concerned about the insurance into that,
yeah.
not necessarily the permit. I just wanted to make sure that no one was going to slip and fall and hit their head on city property.
Yeah, people can do that just fine without adding a plan. So.
But I don't think that the Parks and Recs Committee is in the position to... vote on what activities happen in parks.
Oh, no, it's not that. It's
okay.
Just, or is everything in order? Did they get there saying they're advertising what they're
right.
setting up this equipment
but
in
this,
a park?
But there's a process for that one, because I, you know, I do a permit to be able to use the streets for the Turkey Vulture Festival, and so you go, there's a process that you go through, and Public Works and the fire and the police, and you all sit down together and make sure that you have all your T's crossed and I's dotted. Right. But I think that's the city department's responsibilities to do that.
Okay.
You know, but certainly, you know, the lawyer part of you is coming out, isn't it? But certainly, you know, it's certainly something to, you know.
And just certain things, I mean, you know.
Hold on.
when it's basically a bunch of tourists coming here to get drunk.
Right, but you know, the city does have an attorney also, you know, so that if there are concerns about the safety of these activities that are being asked for, the permits, that they should hopefully figure that out. Yeah, okay.
So, and I just want to say that wasn't the opacity that happened with the Higgins Hill Park. You know, I was told that they spoke to the neighbors. I lived in that neighborhood, and I'm on a first-name basis with just about everyone, except for Caitlin.
You're right, I didn't know you lived in my neighborhood.
I lived right next door to the Johnsons. But, I went around and asked everyone I knew, and they had not been contacted by the city, but yet I was told that by a city official. And I'm also curious to what the mayor's role is in facilitating all these donations and while we're being shut out.
Okay.
So that's a concern, too, just because it seemed like he had a lot of input on that before we were even made aware of what was going on. So just a concern. I just want everyone to be kept in the loop, us, the public, everything.
I agree. Absolutely. And I think that, you know, just sort of echoing what Jane feels is that we need to be more active on these things as well. It's a two-way street, I think, on that.
I would have loved to have gone and walked that with Andy and Mr. Smith and the Boucherdays and their contractor and look at it.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been more than happy to make time to do that, but only if I had known.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep, so we'd like to be asked. Okay.
So that about does it for me, unless anybody else has anything to add. I mean, because I don't want to be a rubber stamp, but it seems like decisions are already basically decided, and, you know.
And we're going to make sure that you're not a rubber stamp and that you're involved with the process.
Because we don't
want to. Having a process for the donations was one piece that really kind of screwed things up, but it made things more difficult. Mm-hmm. So once we come up with a process for that, I think you'll see it's
that. And it's not, you know, I just like to say it's not that we don't appreciate.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's been quite a wonderful addition to these parks to have this donations. And I support you with the council to come up with a process for these donations.
Yeah, I'm certainly
just process. So that everybody's aware of it and everybody knows what's going on. It's for information for everybody so everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, I'm not trying to cast a Boucherdays in a bad light at all.
Oh, absolutely not. And they have done so much for the city,
given the city.
Especially for our parks, in getting playgrounds and equipment and so on. So we'll get all that bundled together so that everybody's aware, and we'll get a process in the.
Okay. And anything I can do to help expedite that, just you have my email, I'm sure. And
yes.
And
great.
Anything I can do to help.
Thank you, Joan. And Peyton? Oh, okay. Number four is discussion and possible approval of bylaws. I feel like we should table this, that everybody should take a look through these bylaws, because next time we will be voting on section 4A1 about the regular meetings. But we'll add this to the agenda next time. Do we need a motion to table?
I make a motion to table item 4 in old business.
I second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
So if everybody could take a look at the bylaws and see if there are other things that we don't agree with, then we can talk about it, and it would be the second time, right? If tabling doesn't count then as a time. Anyway, we'll deal with it then. Okay, new business. Discussion and possible approval of action of is this big chair in Grassy Park?
Big chair.
So you two are here representing the big chair? Yeah, you're right. I think I think you should go there where there's a microphone. I saw a big chair in Minnesota.
Elsewhere.
Lake Calhoun, and kids loved it.
It's a lot of fun.
And I see kids really enjoying it here, too, and families and people taking their pictures.
Madam Chair and committee, thank you for having us here and giving us the opportunity to talk about it and answer any questions you have. And thought if we had a minute or so, I could give a little history.
Can you say who you are?
Oh, please? Sorry. I'm Joseph Lewis, and I'm the I guess I'm the man behind the chair. If that's a good thing or a bad thing, we're not sure yet. But anyway, around Pride, let me back up a little bit. I spent a lot of my time in Tempe, only discovered Bisbee about 6 years ago. Like a lot of people, fell absolutely head over heels in love with Bisbee and try to spend as much time as I can down here. But being on Mill Avenue for the last 30 years or so, they come up with some really good ideas on how to promote tourism and just how to have fun, and especially in today's social media world, you know, how can you get more people to see all these people having fun in a particular area and make them want to go to that particular place and have fun as well? So I wish I could say I came up with the idea of the chair, but they've used this extremely successfully on Mill Avenue in downtown Tempe for the last 3 or 4 years. And they put their downtown committee hashtag in front of it so that every time somebody sits in there, I don't know who's familiar with hashtags and who's not, but the idea is it promotes that particular place, that hashtag, which hashtags are all free. It's not that anybody owns them or doesn't own them, just a way to kind of pull people with similar interests together. So extremely, extremely successful, and I tracked down, I thought this would be great for Bisbee, but I didn't quite know how to present it, so I tracked down the person that built the chair and flagstaff for the city of Tempe, and said, well, I'll get one built, pay for it, and hopefully I can get Bisbee to buy off on it. So, because it would be pretty hard to describe a big chair until you actually have it there for people to see. So we brought it down for Pride, and literally hundreds of pictures taken on that chair during Pride. Just some of the cutest. If you haven't been to Bisbee for Fun, the number 4fun.com yet, please go, because you'll see little children, 2 years old, sitting in the chair to just lots of people enjoying it.
It was painted in rainbow colors.
It was painted in rainbow colors, yeah. Right? I didn't know what to do. It was coming up for Pride quickly, and I'm not an artist, so I went and painted it real quick, rainbow colors, and huge success. But to be completely honest, I didn't follow the right process. I didn't have the proper permits. So we like to make fun of this. The chair went to chair jail. which is right around here someplace, and Jesus over there rescued it from chair jail.
Thank you.
I worked with Andy to get, tell me what I needed to do to get the permits to put it in Grassy Park, which seemed like the most logical place that's the most visible, where people could walk by and really felt that they were in a safe area, you know, not on the street. And he said, well, you need to file the paperwork for a permit. Well, I filed the paperwork for a permit. The next day, I called Andy up to see if he needs any more, and I find out that Andy isn't around anymore. So the chair's been kind of in chair limbo for the last couple of months. And then I got a call to perhaps come down here and make the first step in the process. I've also, you know, anytime you do something in Bisbee, I realize that you're always going to have people that think it's the best thing that ever happened, and then you're going to have that group that doesn't think it's the best thing that ever happened, and that's just the character of small towns, and I know that, and I am trying to work with the key players. I had a great conversation with Carrie this afternoon, actually. We've talked a couple of times through email, but sometimes it's best, and I know she has her ideas about the chair and where it belongs and doesn't belong. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm trying to reach out to the key individuals, the key people, to try to find a scenario that works for everybody that allows the chair to be in a very visible space that's also a safe place for people to take a picture and share that picture. Literally thousands and thousands of pictures have come from that chair just in a few months, and they share that with their hundreds and hundreds of friends, and our hope is that that's more people that come to Old Bisbee or Bisbee in general and spend money and promote commerce. And I know that's not the Parks and Recs purview, but that's the idea behind it. And some people will say, well, there's commercialism involved. Well, the hashtag, if you call that commercialism, again, it's free and all that, and it's the only way really to promote people's pictures in the chair, because if you go to that website, again, you'll see the hundreds of people that have taken their pictures.
Can I interrupt?
Go, please.
Excuse me. I did go to that, and actually I had a hard time getting it to load onto my phone and such. But it looks like it's also a place where people can get rentals for houses and such.
Yeah, you are correct, Madam Chair.
I'm not a chair anymore.
Vice chair. Oh, okay.
I'm not even vice chair anymore. I'm just a regular old member at this point.
You can hand it over the gavel.
Yeah, right.
True.
You can always switch positions.
That is true. I spend a lot of money on all this to get the chair built and all this. So my justification to me anyway, to myself, is I've got to have a write-off someplace, and I own a few rentals in Bisbee. That is, I'm first to admit that. Not very many, but I've never gotten one rental from the site.
But when
yes, you can theoretically.
So when someone goes to your site,
correct,
they also can rent one of your
they
places.
Can. So I haven't gotten one yet.
So it looks,
can.
I mean, to me, I mean, I understand how popular the chair is, and I've seen people sit in it and all and such, but it seems like to me that it's a way to get people to go to your website so that you can rent your units. That's another piece of it, and you're saying that's to pay for the chair. Well, I'm sure the chair wasn't that expensive.
Well, it's $2,500, which is a lot for me, maybe not for the... I also just got a billboard in Tombstone to promote Bisbee. When you come out of Tombstone, check it out. I think you'll like it. It's the last billboard leaving Tombstone to Bisbee.
Wait, back up. The chair's on the billboard, you're saying?
No. The chair's on the billboard, but I'm just saying I got a billboard to promote Bisbee and the website that I have. Uh-huh. But what I'll argue about, the chair itself doesn't promote the website. It only promotes the hashtag.
Correct. But when someone goes to Bisbee for fun,
yes,
which is on the chair, which is what I did, then I was taken to a website that I actually, like I said, it was sort of
we need
blank.
To work on that. I got you.
It was blank, and then the top line was rentals,
right,
was vacation,
yes,
rentals and such. And so
yes,
it seems to me as though the chair is a cute way of advertising your business on city property.
I hear you on that point. I would say that it's very, very small. You looked at the chair, right? We have the hashtag up there, but then very, very small is the actual website. You can't go to a hashtag and get to a website, is my point. In other words, a hashtag is completely independent.
Okay, but I'm just telling you that I saw Bisbee for Fun on the chair, so I Googled Bisbee for Fun,
right,
and it took me to your website.
Right. You are correct.
Which then told me that you had rentals.
You are correct.
So,
and I would be glad to, because it's not a big deal to me either way, I'd be glad to redo that sign that shows the hashtag on the front. You're all aware what I'm talking about, that little sign in front of the chair that says it has a big hashtag and then Bisbee for Fun. And then very small in the corner, it does say, you're correct, it does say the bisbeeforfun.com. Mm-hmm. I'd be glad to have a new sign and get rid of it, because it doesn't. Where people go to our website is we have monitors in the convention center, at Dave's Place, the cart rental, the new, when he enters Elmo's and elsewhere. Because people, what they do is they see these monitors, and they see the bisbeeforfun.com website, you know, they see all these pictures of people having fun, and then they take pictures so they can see themselves up on these monitors. So,
okay.
Anyway, you make a very good point, I guess, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. The one other thing I didn't add, and I'm probably taking too much of your time, it'll be real quick, is that you're probably all familiar, is that after Pride, I was trying to figure out how do I get the community more involved in the chair, because it really should be a community art project type fun thing for the community. Yes, I'm trying to, in some small way, promote something that I'm doing to help justify the cause, but that's where I came up with the idea of perhaps getting the Boys and Girls Club involved, and you probably all are aware that very successful, the Boys and Girls painted the chair in their own design. I hired a professional local artist to work with them, but it was really the artwork came from them. It's beautiful. They did a rainbow. I'm sure you've all seen it, and I just thought that was great community. We thought, and we got a lot of positive feedback from that it was a good community. We'd hope to do more stuff like that, but hire other artists to maybe repaint the chair and a new theme, and you know, kind of always keep it fresh, because we're all about artists in Bisbee, and we have a lot to offer here. So anyway, that's the idea for the long-range plan, if it works out.
So,
the chair stays out of chair jail.
So what are you looking for?
Well, I was just asked to make the presentation. In a perfect world. I don't even know what the process, you were talking about earlier about the process of where, you know, what it needs to do. I don't know what the process is because I was told to get a permit.
But you want to keep the chair in Grassy Park?
I would like to keep it in chair in Grassy Park, but I'd also like to work with Carrie and whoever and the board. Is there a better place? Maybe it's not in a park. Mm-hmm. It's just very hard in Old Bisbee, as you know, to find a place that's suitable to put it and take pictures. But I'm not asking that it has to stay permanently in Grassy Park because I know there are people that feel that it doesn't fit between the old railroad cars and the beautiful piece of art that's in Grassy Park. So I'm open to ideas and suggestions. I'm just here to try to help. And
so, yeah, you have to say something? Can I just say something?
Yeah. First?
Perhaps a rotating spot, you know, Warren, you know, Vista Park, mm-hmm. and the baseball field and things like that. But so you're still, you own the chair, right? It's your chair.
I own the chair, yes.
I mean, if we like the idea, sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done.
And speaking of the microphone there.
Just because it gets before this gets... I mean, if we like the idea, and we're suggesting rotating it between places, and you're suggesting getting it repainted every now and then, I mean, I'm a firm believer that we should do stuff rather than react to stuff. Here we've been given a volunteer who has made a chair, which is apparently a big pull in Bisbee, and we're suggesting, oh, it would be great if we just, you know, find where the chair is this weekend or this month. In September, it's going to be somewhere else. We buy it from the man, and yet he is in charge of doing every single damn thing there is to do with the chair. He moves it, he does this, he arranges it for it to be painted, etc., etc. So he's our chair volunteer. I mean, is that a possibility? I don't know that we can go to 2,500, but is it a possibility that the parks actually, this is our movable tree, as it were?
We don't have any money.
Yeah, the reason I went ahead and just did it was because the last thing in the world I wanted to do was try to come to a city and say, this is a great idea, but we need money for it. That, I thought that was the best way to just get it done.
I think it's a great attraction and such. The thing I have a problem with is it's promoting your business.
That's really the only.
And it's a commercial. That's how I see it. And if there's a way that the chair could be that it takes off any reference at all to anything that you're going to be profiting from.
If I might, I have a few suggestions.
Yeah.
I like the idea of rotating the chair, whether it's to, now we'd have to get permission from the school for the ballpark, but I think, you know, Vista Park for a month or the ball, or, you know, even Higgins Park during pool season, what is the possibility of changing the hashtag to the city's Discover Bisbee?
Right.
Well,
because that has
And that's what Tempe did, you were saying.
No, Tempe has their own.
But
Tempe
it was
because we have a website and hashtag
correct.
Discover Bisbee.
Right.
Right. I hear what you're saying. Keep in mind that a hashtag again is different than a website.
I happen to have
a website that is one of the reasons that I think that Jenny with Discover Bisbee does an excellent job. Don't get me wrong. And so anything I say here, I think she's an amazing individual. Again, I come from a point of view that I grew up in Tempe, and I talk to people till I'm blue in the face about how wonderful Bisbee is. But for the life of me, I'll talk to 25, 30, 40 people, maybe one has heard of Bisbee, and they went to it 15 years ago. And they haven't been even back since they're an adult. And I'm your biggest ambassador back there. But when I talk to people, I would go, when they finally do come down, I go, what made you change your mind? And they said, well, I saw something on Instagram, or I saw something on Facebook and all that. And don't get me wrong, Jenny and Discover Bisbee do some of that, but I think that through this whole hashtag and what I'm doing and what I'm promoting and what I'm paying a lot of money to do, I'm reaching a completely different audience than she is. And in fact, I know I do because I spend 80% of my time back there and I get the feedback from these individuals. And so we're just doing different things, but we're both promoting Bisbee.
But if somebody goes to Discover Bisbee, and it's through our visitor center, and that
I don't understand, when people go to Bisbee for fun, what else are they getting that's different than what they would get from Discover Bisbee?
They're getting hundreds and hundreds of people's personal pictures and experiences
but
while in Bisbee.
Because you're talking Twitter, and you're saying that we have a Twitter account?
Yeah, we have an Instagram. Well, an Instagram account.
Instagram, okay. And hashtag.
The hashtag generally goes to Instagram more, especially for something like that. That's generally where that goes to.
Yeah, so they would...
And Jen is on social media. She's doing all that stuff.
So if they're willing to go to hashtag Bisbee for fun, they would certainly be willing to go to hashtag Discover Bisbee.
They can't go to... The problem is you can't go to a hashtag. You can only go to a website. You cannot go to a hashtag. You can't just type in hashtag Discover Bisbee, or actually their hashtag is Be Bisbee.
Okay.
It's not Discover
Bisbee. Why can't
Bisbee.
They do that?
Because that's not the way the web works.
Why can't the hashtag for Discover Bisbee be put on the chair?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about me promoting, and again, I offered to remove that.
Because your goal is promote Bisbee, right? But your goal is to promote Bisbee, correct?
My goal is to promote Bisbee, but of the thousands and thousands of dollars that I spend doing that, yes, I would like to promote a little bit.
You'd like to promote your business.
Just like, for example, you're on the highway, and somebody puts out a sign that says, this section of highway cleanup is sponsored by XYZ business. I kind of see this somewhat the same way. I'm promoting Bisbee, but yeah, I want a little bit of PR for what I'm doing.
Well, if you're using city property to do that, I personally don't think that that's appropriate.
Right.
If you buy a billboard, that's your business, right? That's what businesses do. They rent billboards to promote their businesses. But to be using, like I said, is to be advertising and putting a sign for your business on city property, that is not appropriate. And as a matter of fact, there was something that came up at City Council a while back with using a truck as a billboard and parking it in a public parking space, and that was voted down by the City Council. So it seems to me as though this falls in that same category.
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know.
Right, but I mean personally,
yeah.
It seems to me as though we'd be setting a precedent that if we allowed your sculpture, your whatever it is, that advertises your business under the auspices of also promoting Bisbee as a wonderful place to be and fun, which I appreciate, then that opens the door for any business to then say, well, gee, we've got a big hot dog, and people are going to want to sit on that hot dog, and it's going to promote Jimmy's hot dogs, so we want to put that in the park because you've got that chair in there.
Yeah.
So I think that is where we run into a problem.
Can I respond? Or?
Go ahead.
Well, so if I remove the .com from the sign, then I'm only promoting a hashtag. And again, it's impossible for anybody to own a hashtag. I can promote it a hashtag, but so could XYZ down the street. You don't have any control over it. You don't control who uses it.
But what's happening, though, is that you have a business that Bisbee for Fun links to somewhere in the big social media world. And so if you have a hashtag Bisbee for Fun, then since that same phrase, Bisbee for Fun, is being used also to direct people to your business somehow, somewhere in the big world, then you're linking, it's sort of a subtle way of linking that hashtag to your business site.
Couldn't that argument be made that anybody that puts up any hashtag any place, that you're subtly suggesting that if I have a hashtag that says hashtag Bisbee, am I promoting them going to write to the government site, but they'd still have to search on the web for the .com? I guess I'm just,
right,
I guess
but
maybe
if you
it's
had
a technicality.
Hashtag Jimmy's Hot Dogs, right? Okay.
Correct.
Then you can say, well, it's just a hashtag. Right? But people are going to say, oh, Jimmy's Hot Dogs, what's that? And they're going to go, Jimmy's Hot Dogs, and they're going to see that it's, I'm just using Jimmy's as an example, but,
right.
And then they're going to see, oh, it's a business. Oh, well, maybe I'll go check it out. So I think that it's an a roundabout way of getting exposure and advertising for your business.
Yeah, other people are putting hashtags on city property.
Mm-hmm. No, right.
So, mm-hmm.
But I think the idea of putting just hashtag Discover Bisbee.
Or even just hashtag Bisbee, because I just did an Instagram search, and hashtag Bisbee has tens of thousands of hits instead of one that, I mean, I understand you don't want to Discover Bisbee, but if you just hashtag Bisbee or hashtag Bisbee Arizona, that'll get more exposure for what you intended to be.
Well, the reason I disagree with you, because I would really do encourage you after the meeting, all of you go home, and I apologize that the website takes a while to load up, but people hashtag hundreds of things every time they take a picture, but then they never see where that goes. It just goes into the big wide world. What I'm trying to do here, and again, you only see that if you go to the site, is I'm trying to bring these people's experiences together. If you go to hashtag Bisbee, you're going to see pictures of jewelry, the Bisbee stone. You're going to see all kinds of things that have nothing to do with...
But isn't that what we want? Don't we want people to see what all of Bisbee has to offer?
No, I mean the actual mineral itself. In other words, yeah. They'll won't... What's here, when you see this on the web, you're seeing people's fun and experiences and having a great time. And these people, if you look at all their hashtags, they're not hashtagging Be Bisbee, and they're not hashtagging necessarily Bisbee. You can see them all when you go to that site. You can see what people are hashtagging, what they aren't hashtagging. But do that one favor for me, whether you agree with it or
don't. But you're saying that Bisbee for Fun is the only hashtag that's able to have a whole bunch of people be able to see a whole bunch of pictures about Bisbee?
Yes, because I'm the only one that spent the money to pull them all together. I have a special service that actually pulls anybody that hashtags Bisbee for Fun, pulls it all into this one site. So it's everybody's experiences that hashtag that, pulled into one site, and it actually rotates down through the hundreds that were just taken over Pirates Weekend.
Well, you know, I encourage you to do that, but again, I just really have a problem with you with using city property that promotes a business. And you have said that it's two goals that you have. One is to promote Bisbee as a wonderful place to be, and but the other one is to be able to pay for the money you're spending on advertising to. You know how great Bisbee is through billboards and such like that, by having people.
And I respect your. I do respect all of your points. And I see because everything's changing so quickly. It is very different. The one thing I would ask is that perhaps you look at it along the same lines, again, of somebody that's sponsoring. I mean, that's basically sponsoring the chair is what I'm doing, and all of these other things. I gave $500 to Pirates, for example.
All right, so listen, we have the donors for Vista Park. They spent thousands of dollars on the parks. They're not promoting themselves at all. It's a gift to Bisbee, and that they're not looking for personal gain out of it. And that's what I'm feeling is that you're doing is an exchange for promoting Bisbee, which, you know, everybody appreciates. That, not everybody, but lots of people do, right? But you're also getting a personal gain from it, and it's on city property. Again, that's my problem, is that if you want to put your chair in some private place and you make an arrangement with that person to do that there, no problem at all, but the fact that you're using city property, I think it opens a big Pandora's box.
Yeah, I think we would have to get a ruling from the
from the council.
City attorney on that.
Well, and I think, again, the way to do it is for you to have your permit. And your permit, if you did put it into public works, it should be going through the process. And then that permit then, comes here, and then we make a recommendation, then it would go to city council.
Is that the process? Because I was just asked to be here to answer questions. I wasn't.
I appreciate
that. I did put in I did process the permit. And I would not have it at Grassy Park if I could find any place in Bisbee. And at the end of the day, maybe we just take away the chair.
To do that. But again, if it's on city property, it has to go through this process.
Right.
And
that's what I'm here for. I am here
right,
to try to go through
the
process.
I would like to make a motion that the chair be removed from Grassy Park until it goes through the correct process.
Is it okay? Jesus did come. Is it okay if he talks?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's chair. What you seem to be so contentious about him actually promoting his business.
Hi. My name is Jesus Ruiz. I've been working for Mr. Lewis for about 5 years now, going on 5 years. And I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I'm his maintenance repairman. And the amount of money that we run through this community on a monthly basis between buying parts at B&D, buying different supplies all over, because I keep it local, is what I do. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket compared to what he's spending. You understand? To promote Bisbee, and Bisbee keeps me employed. It keeps me buying my groceries at Safeway. It keeps me going to the shops in Bisbee. And that's a rarity in Bisbee. I've not seen this kind of, how would you say, it's a nice thing not to have to chase your money in Bisbee. You know, because I've been here for more than 10 years. I've been in the area since 77. So I've seen the ebb and flow of both Sierra Vista and Bisbee. And this really, it's a good idea. Okay, it's promoting his business. It's keeping me employed. I'm paying taxes. I mean, that's where everybody's job here in the city really depends on the tax revenue. You know, so for, I don't understand what the problem is with a good idea.
Well, the problem, for one thing, is that there hasn't gone through the correct process for that chair to be there.
Okay.
And that's the first piece, is that it needs to, anything that goes into the parks as a sculpture or...
I understand. Kind
of has to go through a process. We were just talking about how there's a flute player statue that went through the process.
I understand
so
what you're saying about promoting...
Technically, excuse me, that the chair cannot be in a park or on city property until it goes through the correct process for the city. And so what I would like to make a motion that you come back to this committee with the correct paperwork and having gone through the process with the city to come back to the committee, and that then we have that piece done. And so then we would vote on a recommendation for it to go to council. But in the meantime, so that's my motion.
Is there a second?
I second the motion.
All those in favor? Aye. Opposed?
Abstains?
You're not voting?
No, aye. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Motion passes on that. And then I would like to make another motion, because I think that it actually almost goes without saying that the chair has to be removed from Grassy Park until it gets the correct permits to be there, if it does.
I think the advertising is going to put
up. Well, the permit has to be approved by council.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to take a while.
But the chair has to be removed because it doesn't have, it's not, doesn't, it doesn't, it's
all
not
I'm
approved.
Saying is the process is that there, they...
My understanding is you're going to have to, you'd have to make a motion to suggest to staff, because I've looked at this a lot in the code. Staff is the one that makes the decision, and they take the advice of the committee on this.
Okay.
And so you would make a recommendation to staff, and then I'd have to deal with it as far as the staff goes. Once I make that decision, which would mean like tomorrow, I would send out the email to the chair and I would send out the email to everyone on letting them know what the decision that I made is, and then we can proceed from there. And also, I would suggest that you submit another. I've been signing all the permits, and I've not seen a permit for this. And the quicker you get it done, if it means holding another special session, we can do that. That can be done so that we can move this along however it needs to get moved along.
Can you give me some time? Because, I thought I was doing everything for the process I was told to do, and then it fell off in limbo after the public works director vacated. So I thought I was doing the right process, and I'm here today, but I had no place to put the chair. I could pretty much take it back to the meeting.
Well, the chair being moved is actually up to the city.
Yes.
That's the decision. What what I would like to do, and I'll do it right now, is I make a motion that we recommend to staff that the chair be removed from Grassy Park until it goes through the proper process for permission.
And in making your decision, Dwayne, are you going to consult with Britt or the
appropriate attorney? No, I don't.
About this advertising?
Well, no, not until a permit is put forward, because that the decision to remove is solely on staff.
Okay.
With yes, we accept recommendation from the committee on that. However, it is I've read this. It is solely on staff. There's no other but on something like that, when it comes to once I get the permit, then I'm going to have to, because there's some discussion and issues or some unanswered questions about what is allowed because of there's a chance that there might be promoting a business, then that's when I'll consult with the attorney.
Oh.
But not until I get the permit. There's a certain...
No, and see yeah. what they're actually offering.
Yeah, yeah, and that's the, I tend to try to do things in order because it's like math and it makes more sense to me.
No, well, that's a new approach.
And you know, and I'm more than happy to have a special session, because I think in this case, because you've been, everything has been confusing, but I'm more than happy to have a special session as soon as possible to
yes.
help move this along.
Don't you think the Boys and Girls Club would let you put the chair there for a while? On September 1st, there's going to be a cars and bikes show right in front of the Boys and Girls Club.
You know, the Boys and Girls Club did put music for the 4th of July. I mean, they're very proud of this chair.
Yeah,
put a lot of work into it. The kids put a lot of work into it.
But if you have no place to put it, I'm saying.
I'm hearing that the staff, the city staff, will move the chair.
Well, that's...
Yeah, I have a problem.
I try not... And that's the thing. Let me just give you how I do things.
But wait.
Yes.
I think it's bigger than that. The chair belongs to this gentleman. What right have you to take it away other than it shouldn't be where it is?
Well, and I didn't say I would. What I said is the recommendation comes to have it removed. Then I speak to the, as staff, I make the decision, and then I speak to the person who owns it. And then we come to an agreement, either,
Okay.
That's how it works.
Sorry, I misunderstood.
Okay, so did we...
There's a motion on the floor, for a second. I make a motion that we recommend to staff to remove the chair from Grassy Park until the proper permitting process has been...
To have the chair removed, because
I'll second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay.
I have a problem with that, because once again, in the motion, it says you are directing the staff to remove the chair. The chair belongs to these gentlemen. The staff is not going to move it. The staff
Dwayne's
is
going to take care of it now.
Just off city property.
Chair, may I jump in here? Chair, may I comment here? Dan Duchesne, I'm the personnel director. So the motion, what's going to happen is you're directing staff to research if there's been a violation of the charter or code. And then if there has, then they will take the appropriate action. But the committee is not going to order the staff to move something. The committee is going to make recommendations.
But we are recommending. That's what we said. Yeah.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
But the staff will only do that if there is a violation of the code or charter.
Just so you know, if they ask us to move the chair, we're not trying to file a ballot. I mean, it's not. We're going to do whatever you tell us to do.
Okay.
Well,
if you're around after the meeting, we'll work on the process, and I'll try to help guide you through it so we can move this along as quick as possible.
Okay, are we done? Number one. Presentation of Volunteer Corps Program, Dan Duchesne. Am I saying your last name right?
Yes.
Dan is the personnel director for the City of Bisbee. Dan.
Good evening, Councilor Committee. My name's Daniel Duchon. I'm the Personnel Director with the City of Bisbee. So I was asked to come talk about our volunteer program. We're just trying to step it up right now. At this point, the library, police department, and a few other departments have a lot of regular volunteers. I've been in this position for about 8 months, and I've been trying to wrangle all the departments in and get them
Can you speak a little bit louder? Yeah. The rain is over.
I've been trying to get all the departments to kind of centralize our volunteer. We lost all the volunteer files in the fire, so I've been working on rebuilding those. And I will be bringing some policy to the Civil Service Commission about how we handle volunteers. But my goal is to have it centralized, just like all the personnel files and the personnel actions. The biggest reason for that is because volunteers are covered as employees under workman's comp. So if there's an injury, they are covered through our workman's comp insurance. And right now, I joke, we got a bunch of little Colonel Kurtzes running around out there that I don't know who's out there volunteering, doing what, and if somebody gets hurt, I don't even have a record of that, or who the person is, or an emergency contact. So right now, that's a project I'm working on the HR side. Ultimately, the goal is to have all that centralized in HR, and you can select what you want to volunteer for. So next summer, when we have the coaster race, I can go through all our volunteer files and say, oh, these 10, 12 people said they would help in a public event, man a booth, or do traffic control, and then I can call all of them for the event. So that's what we're working on internally. And I know we've had some people helping out at the pool as well due to some short staffing, so I've got some files for them. Everybody just needs to have a volunteer application on file and an emergency contact form, and I can hand all those out so you could pass them out as well.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
Okay. Are you also going to talk to us about setting up and managing the volunteer corps program?
Yeah, that's that item. I just saw the agenda today, so I'm not sure what that is or how that got there. But that, yes, the personnel department is working on our volunteer corps.
Right. Well, go ahead, Jane.
This came from probably an injudicious suggestion of mine after the volunteers in the park getting people for the 4th of July thing and so on, and Thanksgiving, because the city needed volunteers. And I suggested that we should have a group of people who would, one of us should be responsible for getting volunteers rather than just